know, yeah, obviously there's no moral victories, you know, but I am proud of this team. Like I just told them in the locker room, if that's the number six, number seven team in the country, and the fact that this team battled and competed for 40 minutes, I'm really, really proud of them. And I think it's a great statement game for us in the fact that our team knows they can play with anyone. And the battles we've been in, you know, UNC, Miami, now Duke, great lessons for us just how valuable possessions are. And, you know, I thought, credit Duke, I thought in the second half just came back stronger. I thought their physicality wore us down. And, you know, I thought, you know, empty possessions to start the second half. But, again, just, you know, proud of the fact of how we fought back through a lot of adversity and just, you know, had an opportunity and a chance to be able to win.
Coach, that's two straight back-breaking losses. And you could have won both, you know. How do you get the team, you know, focused to realize that they could have won? And they could have, you know, two wins would have been great.
Yeah, you know, just like we talked about in the locker room, you know, now it's a mentality, you know, of, you know, now it's tough. Are we going to, you know, and I know how much character we have in the locker room, but, you know, we have shown we can compete with anyone in this conference, and this should give us great confidence. And now we've got to get better. We've got to shoot free throws better. We've got to take care of the basketball. We've got to, they did a great job on the glass in the second half, so areas where they exposed us that, you know, we can definitely improve with this team.
Was it a sloppy game, or was it good defense, or were the refs let more go? It was a strange kind of game.
I don't know. I mean, do you like to watch a game 58-57? I think they let, you know, it was a defensive game. So, you know, I guess you could ask the fans that. But it was an intense game. It was physical. You know, it's just a great game.
Can you talk a little bit about your team down 11, getting late in the game, how sparked by Lori's couple of three-pointers, how tough they played to get back into it?
Yeah, you know, I thought Lori played tremendous. You know, I mean, she just willed this team, put her, you know, the team on her back, and that's what seniors do. And, you know, possession by possession, she leaves everything out there on the floor. And just to see, you know, just, I mean, the energy that she was giving our team, and those threes were critical and big, and she just refused to wanted to put this team on her back.
Coach, on that second to last possession, was that the shot that you were hoping Angela would get?
No. You know, I thought, you know, I mean, the play, obviously, with all our three-point shooters in was to be able to have the double high screen, to be able to come off that, to be able to attack for kicks. And, you know, and then, you know, if we weren't, you know, like I told her, if we weren't going to have anything, to be able to turn the corner and then go for a two, and we'd go for a foul. But broke down, and, she must have thought, you know, that she had an open look with it. And, you know, if you shoot the ball with confidence, you know, just trying to make a play.
Coach, going back to that big comeback, do you think that the energy from the crowd played anything into doing it? I know you were looking for a big crowd for the game tonight. Do you think that it...
Energy was huge. I guess you could ask the girls, but I thought it was huge. It gave them a tremendous lift. You know, we have some of the greatest fans in the country, and that it definitely gave us a huge push, you know, a push of adrenaline. You know, she did a great job putting her team on her back, and I thought, you know, which was why we had to adjust our defense. We went to box and one, and, you know, she just, you know, really had her way with us. She's a special player. She did a great job.
Lori, can you talk about any of those back-to-back threes that kind of got you guys back into it and the crowd got back into it? Is that when you kind of, did you sense momentum there and you had something going?
Yeah, I think at that point the crowd got loud. We forced them to burn a couple timeouts there in that stretch and got the fast break layup. You know, I definitely thought that could be a momentum-changing, game-changing type of stretch there, and we couldn't hang on to it.
What do you do to stay mentally focused when you get down by a double-figure lead at home, you know, against a highly ranked opponent? What do you have to do to stay focused and get back?
I think number one, we talked about the things that we were not doing. I mean, we put ourselves in the position by making some poor decisions. We had some turnovers and weren't getting the looks that we were supposed to get. And I think it's usually about us and how we're executing. And I think just focusing on next play, executing. And we've been there before, down big double digits and have come back. So.
Zara, can you talk a little bit about your first Duke game and ACC play in general?
Definitely, as a freshman, you see Duke on the schedule. You can't wait to play them, especially at home. So I think I was really excited to come out. You know, Jasmine's a great player. Try to go up against her and just try to prove myself.
Now, as the season's going by, you seem much more comfortable at the point. Do you feel that as every game goes?
Yeah, definitely. We're growing as a team. So as I get to know my teammates better and they get to know me better, things start to click. I start to feel more comfortable out there.
What do you think the 19 team turnovers came from?
Their pressure. Great pressure defense.
Brenda, you guys have won 48 straight at home. Now you've lost back-to-back here. Is that a concern at all for you? I mean, thoughts on that?
No, I mean, we're just trying to get better. I'm not thinking about, we're young team just trying to get better. And, if we continue to keep giving the effort that we're given and we can, improve in some areas, we can compete with any team in the conference.
Thank you.